The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
During the break, I was reading a couple of tributes to Ravi Zacharias. What a great man of God. And the thing that overwhelms me more than any other is that he was considered to be the number one premier biblical apologist in America and one of the top apologists, biblical apologists in the world. And I'm talking about conservative Bible believing. There are some apologists who, well, they need to spend a lot of time apologizing because they really don't believe the Bible. But Ravi Zacharias was a firm, solid believer in the absolute authority and inerrancy of Scripture. So get this, and I mentioned it briefly yesterday, but the more I think about it, the more overwhelmed I am by this fact. He lectured all over the world, debated atheists, agnostics. He debated some of the top scientists in the world on creationism, evolution, and you name it. And he had no earned doctor's degree. He was Dr. Ravi Zacharias because I think he had either 7 or 8 doctorates, but they were all honorary. Now think about that. One of the premier intellectuals in the evangelical conservative Christian community had no earned doctorate. I find that absolutely fascinating. And his theme was, let my people, can you finish it? For those of you that are familiar with Ravi Zacharias Ministries, let my people, say it out loud, think. Let my people think. And it just reminds me that today, often, advanced education ruins people. And not just the secular world. Our secular universities and colleges are absolutely corrupt. They have been destroyed by the liberal left. I say this all the time. The liberal left destroys everything it touches. If you want an illustration of that, look at what's happening in the halls of our institutions of higher learning in America today. Anti-God, anti-American, anti-good, good is bad, bad is good, up is down is up. Relativism reigns. There is a deliberate attack on truth, honesty, integrity. That's all happening in our universities. How often do we hear about kids raised in a good Bible-believing church and a godly family? They go off to college and they lose their faith. They're taught to question everything that they had been taught before. And here is this man who is being eulogized everywhere. I mean, my Facebook page is just filled with tribute after tribute after tribute after tribute by famous people who knew him, but common everyday folks that are just my friends on Facebook talking about how Ravi Zacharias impacted their life. Ravi Zacharias taught them how to think. Ravi Zacharias taught them how to discern. Ravi Zacharias taught them to love God's word. I mean, just on and on and on. The tributes are pouring in about the impact of this man. And he was known not for his education. He was known simply by encouraging people to think from a biblical worldview. It's just another illustration that God can use anybody. Now, I have no idea what his IQ was. I'm sure it was very high. He was a very intellectual individual. But that's not my point. And this is a point that I have been trying to make, not as eloquently as Ravi Zacharias, and certainly not with the platform that God has given Ravi through all of these years. But for 30 years now, I've been trying to share with you folks, listen, think, discern from a biblical worldview and a biblical point of view. And I've been trying to share with you through all of these years, you don't have to have an earned doctorate. You don't have to be a great intellectual. You don't have to be the brightest bulb in the candelabra. You don't have to be the kid that was first in your class. You don't have to be the valedictorian at your school. You don't have to be the captain of the football team or the head cheerleader. You don't have to be any of those things or do any of those things. Just surrender your mind to the Spirit of God and dedicate yourself to the Word of God. You want to accomplish great things? Surrender yourself to knowing God's book, the Bible. Become a person, a man, or a woman of the book. Will you ever become a Ravi Zacharias? Who knows? Maybe you will. Probably not. In God's infinite wisdom, he chooses a handful of people to elevate to positions like Ravi Zacharias had and platforms like he had, not just here in America, but internationally around the world. Somehow in God's wisdom, he chooses a handful of those people. But everybody can be used of God in your own sphere of influence. You don't have to have an advanced degree from a premier college or university. You don't have to attend Harvard or Yale or Cornell or Brown University or even the Ohio State University for that matter. I came back yesterday to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 where Paul elaborates on the people that God uses. And Paul says, God doesn't choose many mighty people. He doesn't choose many noble people. He doesn't choose the high and lofty. He doesn't choose many captains of football teams, presidents of class. He doesn't choose many valedictorians. He really doesn't. Most of the people that God chooses to use are common, ordinary people that Paul calls base, lowly, humble. Not the valedictorian, the guy that it was the bottom of his class, but loves Jesus and loves the Word of God. Those are the people that God loves to use. The common, the ordinary people, the people that didn't stand out in their high school or even in their college, or people that didn't even attend college. I just want you to know, God can use you if you will commit yourself wholly, completely to God's plan for your life, and you truly, truly fall in love with God's word. God can use you where you are. So the world is eulogizing a great man of God, Ravi Zacharias, one of the world's premier apologists. And the world tells us that you can't do great things unless you have an earned PhD, an earned doctorate. Take a look at the life of Ravi Zacharias. He committed the intellect that he had, which was probably great. He committed what he had to the power of God. You and I can do the same. Surrender yourself to God and see what God can do in you and then through you. God loves to use people, ordinary people like you and like me. All right, we'll take a break and then we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I told you. Yeah, I did. I told you. I warned you. What am I talking about? This morning at 7:40 a.m., I received a press release from a fairly new organization called DraftMichelleObama.org. DraftMichelleObama.org. It is a new website calling for Michelle Obama to be appointed as Joe Biden's vice presidential running mate. Yeah. I'm holding it in my hand. Press release. The committee to draft Michelle Obama. Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. Let me read it to you. A recent poll conducted by CBS YouGov found that 64% of Democrats would like to see Michelle Obama as the Democratic vice presidential pick. Separately, 36% of respondents favored Elizabeth Warren, 19% favored Kamala Harris. This poll, and again I'm reading from the press release, this poll confirms what many Americans are thinking. Michelle Obama is the best candidate for vice president. Nominating Ms. Obama would draw on her tremendous public support and would help energize the electorate. Being one of the most recognized figures in America, she can crucially help motivate turnout on Election Day as Democrats face an uphill struggle to unseat Donald Trump. Now, I have said repeatedly, I do not believe Joe Biden will actually be the Democratic nominee. Can I add to that? Let me add a caveat. Let me start again. I do not believe Joe Biden will be the Democratic presidential nominee unless he chooses Michelle Obama as vice president. If he does, I think the Democratic Party would allow him to be the nominee. If he chooses Elizabeth Warren, I think they'll replace him. If he chooses Kamala Harris, I think they will replace him. If he picks Stacey Abrams, from Georgia, they'll replace him. Now, this is just me. Just me personally, the only way I believe the power brokers of the Democrat Party will allow Joe Biden to be the nominee is if he would select Michelle Obama. And I think that is the only way the Democrats have any chance at all of beating Donald Trump. The press release goes on. The new Netflix documentary, Becoming, has reminded millions of Americans of her ability to unite people of disparate backgrounds around one message. This quality makes Michelle Obama uniquely suited to be the Democratic vice presidential candidate. If Democrats want to win, they need to nominate a candidate who can deliver a win, and that candidate is Michelle Obama. Now, if you think I'm making this up, the website is draftmichelle.org. They also have draftmichelleobama.org. You can find either one of them. They have both of those domains. draftmichelleobama.org or just simply draftmichelle.org. And, of course, they're asking for your donation. I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming. I knew this was always possible, but I think this is getting close to probable. The Democrats know they have a serious problem with Joe Biden. The sexual harassment accusation, which is not going to go away, his tie into now what is being called Obamagate with this Michael Flynn thing. We now know that this meeting in the White House about Michael Flynn, which was certainly terribly unethical and possibly illegal. We now know Joe Biden was there and was a part of it, even though he has said he knew nothing about it. He lied about it. They have a serious problem with Joe Biden, plus the gaffes. He is getting worse and worse and worse. He can't talk. He can't articulate his position. And like I said, I think the only way that they're going to allow him to become the candidate is if he were to choose Michelle Obama. And he already said, I would choose her in a heartbeat. He already said that if she was willing. Well, knowing the hunger for power from the Obamas, and by the way, that new Netflix documentary, Becoming, all about Michelle Obama, you do know who produced that, right? Yeah, you know who produced the documentary about Michelle Obama. The Obamas. Yeah, they own the company that did the documentary. Yeah. Oh, things are going to get fascinating between now and November, folks. Absolutely fascinating between now and November. Hang on, it's going to be a wild ride.